the volume.
Moneyline Monaco is proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel is offering users the chance to play free, no deposit required. Plus, for those folks who want a deposit, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do you play on FanDuel? FanDuel Fantasy is an easy-to-use app. Pick a new team every game. Different and unique contests across sports in relation to your skill level. Contests include full slates and single-game contests. Compete for top cash payouts. Unique product features. And compete against your friends in head-to-head matchups. For new users, FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Go to FanDuel.com/Cowherd for more info. FanDuel.com/Cowherd so they know we sent you. FanDuel, more ways to win. Let's go. And we are back with another episode of Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco. I'm your host, Alex Monaco. Coming off a winning Friday, three sports, two W's. Shout out to the Reaper. By decision against Gastelum. Unbelievable battle. I know everyone was watching Paul versus Benjamin, but we do what we do, baby, and that's cash W's. Cash that little Sixers Doc beer pong rebuttal game over his old team, the ex-Clippers. And we almost cash an English Premier League Sunday parlay. But hey, 2-1, all in the past. It's all how we move forward today. Again, we are up on the Volume Sports YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe. iTunes, please rate, review. Couple of homies out there doing it for me last week. Goes an incredibly long way. And today, it's a Monday. We're going heavy on the hoops with a side of soccer. I got you a nice little lock of the day. It's two unbelievable teams dancing on Natty TV in the association. I got a degenerate three-team NBA Moneyline parlay for you. And we end with a FanDuel in-game parlay, their new feature. That's right, we're going back to soccer. I just can't get enough on a Monday. And do not forget to shout us out in any capacity online at Moneyline Monaco and Alex Monaco on the Twitter bird, the TikTok, and the gram. All right, let's dive in 2 feet head first. My lock of the day, we have the Phoenix Suns getting +3 on the road against the Milwaukee Bucks. And I got to go with the Phoenix Suns with conviction, believe it or not. The Suns, and I know you may call me crazy, they're coming off the worst loss of the season to the Spurs. Your Phoenix Suns, the number one team in the NBA, coming off a loss. This isn't just money line. This is against the spread. 12-3. That's 80% against the spread coming off a loss. They don't like to lose. All right. And the Bucks, who are also off a loss, got spanked by the Memphis Grizzlies over the weekend. Only 9-11 after a loss versus the number one ATS in the association. And taking it a little further, Giannis had 47 points in the 1-point loss to the Suns earlier in the season. The Bucks bench only gave you 22. And to be honest, looking at the Suns, who are fifth in the NBA in defending the three and fourth in overall team defense, they give up just under 108. You have to ask yourself this. Giannis, coming off a knee injury, missed 6 games, all right? They had all 5 starters score double digits against the Grizzlies over the weekend, still lost by 13, all right? and the Bucks bench only had 18 points. So if you're connecting the two dots saying, okay, 22 points the first time off the bench the Suns played, you got Giannis potentially on a minute restriction again today. They're not playing for regular season Ws. They're playing for the playoffs. So of course the homie Mike is going to have Giannis potentially, who by the way only played 29 minutes as opposed to his average of 34 against the Grizzlies over the weekend, probably still on a minute restriction. And quite frankly, CP3 had 28, Book had 30. In the first time these two danced, Chris hasn't scored more than 13 points in the last six games. I don't see that happening. I see him going off. On the other side, Ayton has had 18 points in six of his last seven. He's going to eat low on the block, so it's a combination of this. Giannis is probably on a minute restriction today. You're going to have to bank on Bucks role players who, looking at last game, looking at the first time they went against the Suns, haven't done enough. We have the number one team, the Suns, against the spread coming off a loss at 12-3. And overall, 15-9 on the road, 17-7 straight up. And overall, second best against the spread cover in the whole association. Your Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul is due. Natty TV game. This is a top four defense coming in, and you already saw what their backcourt did. They almost got 60. Chris Paul is undoubtedly not going to continue not putting up more than 13 points. It ain't going to happen, baby. So all of that mixed in a little sports gambling blender for your Monday coffee. The Suns over the Bucks. Lock of the day. +3 on FanDuel. Give me the PA checks, baby. Let's keep it rocking. And here we go with our degenerate special little three-team NBA moneyline parlay. Got crushed by the Bulls last time we danced on this. Couldn't beat a mind-numbingly abysmal Orlando Magic team as the reason why we didn't hit our last one. So it only makes sense to kick it off with the Celtics over the Bulls. The Celtics are on absolute fire. They've won six straight, eight of their last nine. They've only lost once in April, people. One time, it's the 19th, all right? And the only time they lost was against the number one team in the East, the Sixers. On the other side, the Bulls, four of their last five, they've caught an L. They looked mediocre at best against the Cavs. I don't even know what's happening in Chicago. You go out, you get Vucevic. You go out, you get Troy Brown, Daniel Tice. They can't figure it out. Billy Donovan looking like a Thunderhead coach from last year. I'm going to take, without conviction, Tatum, who's coming off a 44-point game, second highest of his career, easily in a very convincing W over the Chicago Bulls to kick off the parlay. Moving it over to the second leg of our three. I got to keep it rolling with Philly. 22-5 at home on the season, hosting the Golden State Warriors. Look, two reasons I love the Sixers today. Number one, what I just told you, 22-5 at home. They protect home court. Secondly, I don't even know how to say this. The Warriors are the worst team in the NBA against the spread as a road underdog. 5-15 on the year as a road underdog. The Warriors put up a battle against the Celtics over the weekend. Curry had 47. They can't catch a win with no Jaylen Brown. I mean, if there was a win for the Warriors to get, you would think no Jaylen Brown, Curry almost puts up a 50 burger. They still lose by five. I have to go Sixers. They were kind to me on Friday. They're going to be kind to me again. Philly over the Warriors, who, by the way, Sixers a 66% win percentage against the spread also. With 2 days off, they've had a whole two Joel Embiid dancing on the FIFA sticks day off. I like Philly over the Warriors as the second leg. And the third leg, I had Brooklyn on the Action Network yesterday. Kick me in the bad beat scrotum. That's right. Nets lost. to the Heat in the sickest way possible. Prayers up for KD. Let's hope he's not hurt in a big way. But I got to go Heat over the Rockets at American Airlines Arena, coming off a BAM game winner in which, my goodness, they were almost 4-1 money line live dog down the stretch in that one, where they were down 6 with a couple to go. The Heat have danced against the Rockets, beat them by 7, had 5 guys in double figures the first time they played. The Rockets coming off a back-to-back, going from Disney World, playing the Magic yesterday, now going against Miami. Rockets are just 11-19 versus teams on equal rest. But here's the main reason why I got to go with Miami today. Houston, just like I said, the Warriors have the worst against the spread record as a road dog. Houston has the worst record against the spread. And we just need Heat money line today, people. In non-conference games. This is East versus West, West versus East. This ain't Montague's versus Capulet's type exciting. But it's still exciting. They're 6-17. 6-17, the Rockets are worst in the league in non-conference games. There is no way I see the Heat, who are now one game over 500, losing today. I have to take a team that crushed me on a Sunday, Chase Capital One type day yesterday. Go with them today. That is NBA gambling for you. So, degenerate parlay of the day. I'll take the Celtics over the Bulls, Sixers over the Warriors. Give me the Heat over the Rockets. Put it all in a 3-for-1 money line parlay. Should give you plus money. I love it. The next time you're watching basketball, I've got the perfect way for you to get in on the action for free. I'm talking about NBA Impact. It's absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app and features all the fun of live betting. NBA Impact turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcomes of plays and game props before they happen to claim your share of the prize pool. Best of all, a new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you more ways to win. FanDuel's exclusive home for NBA Impact, so the action is always available right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use, and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to, because NBA Impact is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app. Start playing NBA in play today. Let's keep it going to the prop shop. And we wrap up today's program. We're back on the footy, on the pitch, dancing little noon Pacific Liverpool on the road going against Leeds United. This is a historic matchup, and I'm giving you, we love to shout out the FanDuel in-game parlays. I have to dance. Liverpool, -150 on the money line for a win, and the under of 3.5 goals at a humble -164 pays you +180 if Liverpool gives you a 1-0 win, 2-0 win, 2-1 win, 3-0 win. We cash. Let's get into why. Although Liverpool is done in Champions League, sauced by Real Madrid, I got to tell you this. They have 3 English Premier League wins in a row, 2 on the road. We know their struggles at Anfield. They hadn't dropped 5 straight ever, 4 straight. Hadn't lost since 1926 in a row. All that out the window because there's no fans. Liverpool on the road seems to be carrying themselves a little lighter. And I love the fact that Salah going in still leads the EPL with 19 goals on the season. He will probably score. If you love a little side prop, you could take him to cash, but we did it last week, so we can't do it twice. And here's another reason. And it really is the main reason why I like the under plus Leeds to catch an L. So Leeds is 5-1-4 in their last 10 matches. But they haven't strung together 3 wins in a row, and they are on a 2-win win streak. They beat Man City in a sick upset. All about timing, because look, Man City's playing in a cup. They're playing in Champions League. They got so many things on their mind. The last thing they care about at the top of the table is a little humble Leeds W. So sure, you could say to yourself, wow, Leeds beat Man City. You really going to go with Liverpool? Yeah, I am, because Leeds hasn't strung together 3 wins all year. I literally had to go back to September 2020, and they still hadn't had 3 wins in a row. So they're playing pesky. They're playing okay. But are they really going to string together 3 wins versus a team in Liverpool who is 6th in the table? They don't have any luxury to drop any games if they want to try to get in through West Ham, who just lost to Newcastle yesterday. If they want to try to leapfrog Leicester City, who seems to maybe be slipping, they don't have any luxury to lose. Liverpool has to win today. And I love under 3.5. For this reason alone, okay? Leeds at home, they are known for a mediocre pitch, not a great field. Lot of reservations from players, if you go look it up, how they speak on Leeds field. It needs a gosh darn football Zamboni. We'll leave that there, but here it is. Leeds, and this doesn't matter who they play, this is total goals. So just like I had to go back to September 2020 to see if they even had a 3-game win streak, which they haven't. On the under, they haven't cracked 4 goals dating back to 2020. Here's their last 5, okay? 3 total goals against Sheffield United, who's on their way to the championship relegated league after this season concludes, more than likely. 0-0 against Chelsea, their second to last home match. 1 goal in their third to recent at home against Aston Villa. That's total goals. 3 total in Southampton, 2 total in Crystal Palace, 3 total in Everton. None of those I just alluded to gave you 4 goals. So in this same game parlay, we have under 3.5. We have Liverpool to win. I'm telling you right now, Leeds has not strung together 3 wins all year, has not cracked over 4 goals at home since pre the ball dropping in 2020. I read you their last 5. Bada bing, bada boom. That's it from me. Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. We're going 2-1 today. At least we have to. We have to. Klopp will get these boys bounced back. We will take the Suns over the Bucks. I hope Giannis stays on that minute restriction. Give me the Sixers over the Warriors. Give me the Celtics over the Bulls. Give me the Rockets catching an L in Florida. And we wrap it up. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Ryan on the ones and twos. Check out the Volume Sports. Follow my picks. Fade my picks on the Action Network. It's a heck of an up and down, baby. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you subscribing. Don't forget to hug your mothers. I'm out. Volume.